Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is the version that the group ABBA sings. Unlike the one that Meryl Streep and Pierce Brosnan massacred in the motion picture. Almost killed my love for the musical, Mamma Mia. Meryl Streep was okay, but even Pierce Brosnan will admit that he should have never been in that movie. I finally got him to admit that he should have never should have never been in that movie. But Mamma Mia is going to be coming to the Paramount Theater in Aurora, and Schwani, the Dean's Night Out are back.
Oh, that's right. Here we are, back into the fall season.
As a matter of fact, next Sunday, we are inviting you to join us for the 5:30 performance. You can win a pair of tickets by going to WGNradio.com/contest. We'll pick 10 lucky winners. Each will get a pair of tickets to see the show, and we have a little meet and greet before each of the shows. In parentheses, getting all liquored up with me before we...
Maybe there's a bowling alley nearby.
I'm sure there's one nearby someplace. That would be fantastic. Have ABBA and bowling all in one night. That would be a cultural dream come true for me. But if you want to win a pair of tickets, WGNradio.com/contest. I believe you got to get your entry in today. This has been up and running for a little while now, but they're going to pick the winners on Tuesday morning. So WGNradio.com. Speaking of theater, it's nice to have back in studio with us again Chris Vier, who is senior editor, theater, dance, comedy, LGBT for Time Out Chicago. Welcome back. Nice to have you here with us. Even the ABBA music put a slight smile on your face. How can you help smiling when you hear the ABBA music?
It's just not possible.
Are you a fan of this musical, the Mamma Mia?
I enjoy it, which is, maybe slightly different from saying I'm a fan of it. But no, it's a good time.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. It's infectious.
And, just based on their track record, we'll reserve judgment until we see it. But based on what they've been doing at the Paramount Theater, I'm sure they're going to have a really fun production of the whole thing.
Sure.
The nominations for the Jeff Equity Awards came out this week. And
Second year running, Paramount led the pack.
Yeah, but yeah. More nominations than anyone else. So it's a good time to be in the Paramount business. While everyone in Chicago is talking about Hamilton, you have scored an interview with one Mr. Lin-Manuel Miranda.
That's right.
Which is pretty cool.
It's our cover story for Time Out Chicago's fall print issue. It's online now. You can check it out now, but the print issue will be hitting the streets this Wednesday. I got to talk with Lin-Manuel Miranda, the now Pulitzer Prize winning, Tony Award winning, MacArthur genius creator of the musical Hamilton.
It's actually quicker to name the awards that he has not won ones that he has won.
That's a shorter list.
That's a shorter list.
The awards that he hasn't won.
Right.
We talked about the musical, about recreating it for Chicago, about, trying to capture that lightning in a bottle a second time with a new cast here in Chicago. And we talked a lot about, the curiosity of opening this show about American history and American politics and the founding fathers in the midst of this like crazy American election season. And he had some really interesting things to say about the way that the themes of 240 years ago, persist to this day in our American conversation.
So. Yeah. Did he talk about, what did he say about the challenges of opening this city? It would just seem like such a no-brainer because it's been, maybe the most successful show in the last decade on Broadway.
Yeah. One of the things we talked about was the challenge of casting, and, they had such an interesting cast in the Broadway production that was a mix of sort of known people like himself in the cast, or like Jonathan Groff, and actors who were not necessarily known before and who now have become known. I mean, they had three Tony Award winners out of the cast who were by no means household names before this year. And trying to recreate that for Chicago, they again have a sort of mix of known elements, like Karen Olivo, who is a Tony Award winner for West Side Story, and who was in Lin-Manuel Miranda's In the Heights previously. She now lives in Madison, Wisconsin, and has not done a Broadway show in 6 or 7 years.
She's been teaching up there.
She's been teaching up there at the University of Wisconsin. Yeah. But they were able to get her for the Chicago cast of Hamilton, play Angelica Schuyler. She actually told me, I talked to her as well for this story, and she told me that she just like happened to see in her news feed that they had announced a Chicago company, and she texted Tommy Cale, the director of both Hamilton and In the Heights, and said, "Are you going to let me audition for Angelica?" And she said she thought he probably thought that she was kidding at first, but she was absolutely serious. So she's going to be sort of commuting back and forth between Madison and Chicago to do this show. And they've got Joshua Henry, who's a 2-time Tony nominee, playing the role of Aaron Burr. And then some fresh faces, some unknown names. An actor by the name of Miguel Cervantes is going to be playing the title role, which was originated by Lin-Manuel Miranda. He's a guy with a couple of sort of minor Broadway credits to his name, and this is a major break for him. But he's super talented. And
I would have liked to have seen a few more Chicago names in the cast.
I would as well. There's one Chicago native in the cast, a kid by the name of Jose Ramos, who's playing the dual role of John Lawrence and Philip Hamilton, Alexander Hamilton's son, who he's an alumnus of the Chicago Academy for the Arts.
Right.
Moved to New York basically right out of high school, and this is his kind of first big break as well. He actually, I spoke to him for this story. He, it's funny, the day that I called him to interview for this story back in July, it was an early Friday morning, and he was on his way to his last shift at his day job, which was working as a promoter for Broadway shows in Times Square.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, so he told me how he had auditioned for Hamilton when it was back at the Public Theater back about a year and a half ago, and didn't get the gig, and he just like watched it become this huge phenomenon, and just kept telling himself that someday he was going to be part of it.
It's a great story.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a rags to riches kind of story. it's really great, but I'm sure the show will be fine when it's here. But it's always just nice to have a few local names that that we know in the cast. Add a little local flavor, if nothing else, just pandering to us.
I had hoped to see a few more Chicago names. You know, when Wicked was here for 3 or 4 years back in the day, we had local actors like Gene Wigand and Rondi Reed got to be a part of that, and maybe eventually, Hamilton could be here for, 3 or 4 years itself.
That's what they're saying. Yeah, that's what they're saying, that this is going to be like a Wicked or a Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat kind of thing. Well, it's great. Take a look at the interview with Lin-Manuel Miranda. It's timeoutchicago.com, right?
Timeout.com/Chicago.
Okay. To take a look for that. The print issue will be out soon. And actually, Lin-Manuel Miranda is going to be here in Chicago toward the end of the month. We're going to be talking with him on WGN-TV, and I'll be badgering you all to remind you about that as we get a little closer to it. Time Out Chicago also has their fall issue out with a preview of some of the things that you're going to want to see on stage in Chicago. We'll get to that when we return with Chris Vire. It's 10:50. This is Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN, and our Weekend Theater segment, what's going on stage in Chicago, coming up. Chris Vire, the senior editor, theater and dance, comedy, LGBT, for Time Out Chicago, is here in studio with us. Your fall issue is where you kind of do the preview of what's coming up for the season. What are the things that you're most looking forward to?
Well, you know, there's a lot to look forward to. You know, my calendar for September alone, I think I have like 45 shows opening this month.
Will you go to 45 shows this month?
I won't go to all of those. if I had a cloning machine.
Way better critic than I am if you're able to get to that many shows in a month.
If I had like five of myself, I could go to all of those. Yeah. But that's just what's on offer. You know, one of the big shows that is kind of top of my list is at Steppenwolf Theater Company. It's called Visiting Edna. It's a new play by David Rabe, who is a Tony-winning playwright. It's actually his second world premiere in Chicago in the space of a year, because he had a show at the Gift Theater last winter called Good for Otto. This one, Visiting Edna, is going to be directed by Anna D. Shapiro, who's the artistic director at Steppenwolf, and features a performance by Deborah Monk, who is a Tony-winning actor, making her, I believe, Chicago debut in the title role of this play as a cancer patient who's being visited by her son, who's played by Jan Barford, who is Steppenwolf Ensemble member and the husband of Anna Shapiro. But that's a major new play by a major playwright in American theater.
And really consistent with the kind of quality of work that Steppenwolf turns out. I mean, mm-hmm. consistently turning out challenging. I mean, it's a story about, you know, a son visiting his mother who's got cancer. Probably not going to be a laugh riot, I'm guessing. But really challenging. And those are the kinds of plays that really, like, leave you with some kind of actual visceral experience. And I mean, to me, what makes going to the theater so great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I absolutely agree. I mean, a lot of what has been on stage in you know, just this year alone at Steppenwolf, with, you know, Mary Page Marlowe was the Tracy Letts play, with, you know, six actresses of different ages playing the same character at different stages in her life. The Flick was the Chicago premiere of an Annie Baker play, about, you know, workers at a movie theater. Like, some of the most affecting and lasting experiences that I've had in the theater in 2016 have been a Steppenwolf.
Yeah,
for sure.
Very definitely.
Yeah.
What are you hearing about Wonderful Town? That's at the Goodman Theater. They're just coming off of this amazing run with War Paint, mm-hmm. with Christine Ebersole and Patti LuPone, which was pretty cool, and now this, I think, also is going to be pretty cool for them.
Yeah, Wonderful Town. It's the Leonard Bernstein musical. Betty Comden and Adolph Green. It's a Mary Zimmerman production, so she's putting her own spin on this 1953 musical. She's moving the setting. It's about two sisters who arrive fresh in New York City from Ohio and sort of have adventures in the city. But she's transferring the setting from the 1930s to the 50s, when it was actually written and premiered. So like 1953 Greenwich Village. It's got some classic songs. And this is a show that was actually originally announced to be in the summer slot. They pushed it back because War Paint came along, and they had that incredible opportunity to have that premiere with Patti LuPone and Christine Ebersole. So this has been delayed a little bit, but I think it's going to be well worth the wait. It's going to star Lauren Molina, who you might have seen in Mary Zimmerman's production of Candide at the Goodman a few years back. I also saw her in Sweeney Todd several years ago. She's, I think, a terrific, exciting actor. And then a Chicago actor named Bree Sudia is playing the other sister. Huge opportunity for her. She made a big impression on me in Shining Lives, a musical at Northlight last year. So I'm excited to see her get this really high-profile opportunity.
Yeah, and from the Timing is Everything department, Bleacher Bums is coming back.
Yeah, it's just announced on Friday, and I think it's kind of fascinating and really apropos. For those who don't know, Bleacher Bums is a quintessential Chicago play, premiered at the now defunct Organic Theater Company back in the late 70s. It was conceived by Joe Mantegna, actually, a huge Cubs fan himself, and put together by the original cast, who just like spent days and days and days going to Cubs games and just like observing the characters in the bleachers and creating their own characters from those observations. So it just follows this sort of close-knit community of diehard Cubs fans in the right field bleachers through day game after day game. It's being revived at the Pride Arts Center by a company called calling itself Open Space Theater, just right in time for the 2016 Cubs big playoff push. It's set to open, I believe, September 22nd and run through essentially the World Series. So
Don't jinx it.
Let's hope it's a good omen.
Is it the theater? Is it going to be at the that theater complex that's on West Belmont Street, where many of the Pride series run there?
No, it's actually the Pride Arts Center is on North Broadway, Broadway and Buena. Pride Films and Plays is taking over the former Profiles Theater spaces there.
Okay.
And so this is going to be one of the first productions as a rental at the new newly renamed Pride Arts Center.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We heard a commercial a couple of minutes ago for the Barty Bunch, which is interesting fusion of pop culture, I guess we might say, right?
It's kind of a brilliant, like, high concept, low concept kind of idea, right?
I love the commercial where they have Jan Brady and Hamilton.
Yeah. So the idea is that the families from the Brady Bunch and the Partridge Family, both shortly after their TV shows were canceled, come together in some kind of epic conflict of literally Shakespearean proportions. So it's overlaying, 70s TV on top of, Shakespearean tragedy. And it's also a musical, using a lot of the kind of pop songs that were originally used in those TV shows. It sounds like a lot, but I have spoken to friends of mine who saw the show in New York. It first ran at the New York City Fringe Festival and then had an off-Broadway run after that. And I'm told that it's really a lot of fun and a really smart take on this sort of ridiculous concept.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it. People want to take a look at the full fall preview issue. What's the best way to do all that?
You can go to timeout.com/Chicago. Our full fall preview is there. You can also pick up a print issue around town starting this Wednesday. We'll be handing them out downtown at CTA stations, at major sort of public areas. You can also check out our website to find out where you can pick one up at a restaurant or bookstore or retail shop near you.
Super easy to get copies or take a look online. Chris Vire is their senior editor. Always good to see you. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
We appreciate it.